It's not selfish, it's not proud. Loves the noise above the loud. It never fails, it forgets and it forgives. Love wins.
Hey, this is Wesley Ryan, and thanks for tuning in to a brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. This week's episode is very special for multiple reasons, the first of which is that it's the first episode to use the official new theme song for The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, the incredibly inspiring Love Wins. It is easily one of the most moving songs I've ever heard, and we're going to be talking about it much later in the show. Why is that? Well, that's because it's the brand new single from the artist I'm thrilled to spotlight in this week's episode, and that is my favorite country group of all time, Love and Theft. Together, Stephen Barker Lyles and Eric Gunderson have filled up my iPod with songs I rock out to, songs I relax to, and most importantly, songs that inspire the heck out of me. And not only have they created some fantastic country studio albums, but part of why I love and Theft as much as I do is that in addition to their fantastic studio albums, seeing them perform live is an even better experience. That's the reason why I've seen Love and Theft in concert more than any other musical act ever, and it's also the reason why I'll be spotlighting their live performances, as well as live performances from some of the artists that have inspired them over the years, as they shared with me in our latest interview. But please believe I'm kicking the show off with some music from Love and Theft themselves, with a live version of one of their biggest hits. This is Stephen Barker Lyles and Eric Gunderson with Angel Eyes.
There's a little bitty devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bitty heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart and country mind. Oh, why? There's a little bitty devil in her angel eyes. There's a little bitty devil in her. Welcome to the Hotel California.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely face.
That was Hotel California from the Eagles, the band that Stephen Barker Lyles and Eric Gunderson credit as having the biggest influence on Love and Theft. And as we segue to a brand new song from Stephen and Eric, I suspect you'll not only get a little Eagles-esque vibe from it, but it will also highlight something I love about the Eagles and something I love about Love and Theft. And that's that their music defies being placed in a single genre. When I think about the Eagles, I don't necessarily think about rock or pop or country or any kind of label. I just think about great music that connected with everyone, and that's the exact same vibe I get from Love and Theft. Hopefully, you get that same feeling as we check out a song from their upcoming brand new album. With an acoustic version of Candyland, this is Love and Theft.
I gotta take just one more taste. Do what you do, baby. All sweet and smooth, baby. Turning this room into candy.
That was Candyland from Love and Theft, and if you're as excited for their brand new album as I am, you can head on over to loveandtheft.com to not only stay updated on when it's dropped, but also to find out when and where you can catch them on tour. And if you're enjoying this episode, remember, you can head on over to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com for more information on Love and Theft, as well as other episodes, interviews, and chances for you to share your own musical inspirations. But for now, it's time to play a song that I honestly never thought I'd play on The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. That's because typically, I tend to focus more on the lyrics of music than I do the actual music itself. And as someone with zero musical talent whatsoever, it took me a year to learn Hallelujah on guitar when I was in college and trying to impress girls. Needless to say, my dreams of playing guitar, or impressing girls for that matter, ever paid off. But they certainly did for Stephen Barker Lyles. And the song we're about to check out had a huge impact on getting him to pick up the guitar for the very first time.
Sit right here on the edge of this pier, watch the sunset disappear.
That was Drink a Beer a song that Eric Gunnarsson had never heard until he came across Chris Stapleton's acoustic cover. I absolutely love when a talented artist puts their own spin on a pre-existing song and introduces it to a whole new audience. Case in point, the next track you're about to hear. During our interview, Steven shared that Elvis had a tremendous impact on his life and career. And while I have a massive amount of respect for Elvis, he's just not an artist I listened to growing up. So my familiarity with his music is much lower than most huge musical icons. But it got a little better when I heard Steven cover the track we're about to hear. It led me to check out Elvis's original version for the very first time, which I immediately downloaded. But I have to say, I prefer Steven's cover over the original. Now that's certainly a matter of opinion, and Steven himself would probably say he prefers Elvis's version. But there is nothing I love more than when you can feel the emotion in every single word an artist sings. And there's only a handful of folks that are able to do that for me in the way that Love and Theft does. But since both versions of this next track are pretty incredible, it's the perfect time to create a mashup from two very talented guys. With A House That Has Everything, this is Stephen Barker Lyles and Elvis Presley.
I can see you now, living like a queen, in a house that has everything, everything but love.
Crystal chandeliers, chauffeured limousines, yes, you'll really have everything, everything but love.
That was Stephen Barker Lyles and Elvis Presley with A House That Has Everything, a song with a little bit of a misleading title, as that house apparently had everything but love, which is very unlike the house you're about to hear on Stephen Barker Lyle's list of musical inspirations. I've been fortunate enough to do this show for long enough that I'm starting to hear some repeated tracks that have inspired people over the years. Hotel California, for instance, has come up in several artists' lists, as have The Beatles with Blackbird and Barbara Streisand with Evergreen. But almost every song that's repeated on the show is a classic one, and it's very rare that a contemporary song gets talked about as much as some of those older tracks. But that is certainly not the case with Miranda Lambert's The House That Built Me. Several of the artists I've talked to have gushed about this song and the emotional impact it's had on them. And it's also a song that so many listeners have had a positive reaction to. I am a firm believer that we are who we are today because of all the experiences that have shaped us along the way. And for many of us, it's those folks that provided love and compassion and support as we were growing up. That's certainly the case for Stephen Barker Lyles, and I loved hearing about what the song meant to him. This is Miranda Lambert with The House That Built Me.
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Wounds ain't nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
That was Miranda Lambert with The House That Built Me, a song all about the amazing love and support we receive that helps us grow into the people we are today. But the downside of having love with such a powerful magnitude is that when we lose it, it can be devastating. Positive psychology isn't about ignoring the difficult parts of our lives. It's about finding the lesson, the silver lining, or the uplifting message we can take away from whatever comes our way. And so even though we can lose these powerful loves at times, the memory of that love stays with us. And sometimes even the people involved stay with us, even though we may not be together. I've sadly only had one healthy adult relationship, and while it ended many years ago, in a very dramatic and devastating fashion, years later, I hope that person knows that I'm there for them if they ever need me. And that's the message behind the next song we're about to hear. With an acoustic version of one of my favorite Love and Theft tracks ever, here is Eric Gunnarsson and Stephen Barker Lyles with If You Ever Get Lonely.
You know where to find me, if you ever. If you ever get lonely,
later next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby, la 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 la.
That was was Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss with Whiskey Lullaby, a song that was a big inspiration for Love and Theft's Eric Gunderson. That song also had an impact on me, and up until a few years ago, it was the most moving piece of music I'd ever heard about the troubles that abusing alcohol can create. But that all changed when Steven and Eric released Whiskey on My Breath, a song that has literally changed thousands of people's lives, including my own, and even Eric's. While I've been very fortunate not to suffer from the disease of alcoholism, I absolutely have seriously abused alcohol at several points in my life as a way of dealing with my depression. And the alcohol never really helped. In fact, it usually made things worse. But even though I'd studied psychology and even worked as a substance abuse counselor, I wasn't really able to step back and see the negative role that alcohol was playing in my life. That is, until I heard this song. Music is always how I've connected with everything. And so while a textbook and professional advice can certainly be helpful, for me, when I find inspiration in a song, that's what moves me to the core of my being, and that's what helps me create and stick to positive changes in my life. And when I shared that with Love and Theft, I was so moved when Eric shared the impact the song had had on his own life. This interview was actually recorded several months ago. I've just been waiting for the right moment to release it. And both Eric and I are approaching 2 years of being sober. So again, it's often the case that the right song can put us in a positive mood or make us take action on something we've always wanted to. But the true power of music and the true power of amazing artists and people like Steven and Eric is when they create something that literally changes lives and perhaps even saves them. I absolutely know that's the case for the track you're about to hear, and I'm very happy to have the chance to play it all for you now. This is Love and Theft with Whiskey on My Breath. That was Love and Theft with the very moving Whiskey on My Breath. Before we move on from that song, let me just say that I don't think everyone needs to be sober. I know plenty of people who are able to use alcohol to just celebrate, or relax, or just amp up the fun every now and then. But fortunately, not everybody has the issues that I have, and have gone through some of the difficult things that makes alcohol more complicated for me. So I understood that not everyone would have a powerful connection with that song, but I still believed it would be the most moving track that I ever heard from Love and Theft. I mean, how could you top a song that created such a positive change in my own life and in so many other people who are struggling with a similar problem? Well, Love and Theft did it, because their brand new single doesn't just speak to a portion of the population, it speaks to every single one of us. I recognize that I tend to gush about artists that I love, and I also recognize that not everybody loves music the way I do. But please believe I am being 100% serious and literal when I tell you that I have never heard a song that I wanted to make sure everyone in the world immediately heard. With so much negativity and divisiveness and a lack of compassion all around us right now, it is so important to recognize that it does not have to be that way. It is up to every single one of us to make a positive change in the world, and it really isn't a difficult thing to do. Showing someone kindness, big or small, can have a tremendous impact on that person and the entire world as a result. Unfortunately, it's even easier to be negative towards someone. And part of what led me to study psychology was to try to understand where all this negativity comes from and what we can do to stop it. And that's a very complicated issue that we've yet to find a simple answer to. But that's the reason why we need songs like this more than ever. I am so blessed to be surrounded by so much love and support, and to have the opportunity to try to be a part of that in my own way through this show. That's why I truly feel that the next 5 minutes will be the most important 5 minutes I've ever had on the Positive Psychology of Pop Music. I implore everyone listening to listen to every single word in this song and to share it on social media, to spread the word not just about two really talented, nice guys and how hard they work to create powerful and amazing music, but to share this beautiful thing they have created that every single human being on this planet needs to remember. It does not always feel that way, but all it takes is the reminder that if we each choose to approach life with positivity and compassion, love truly does win. I honestly want this song to win a Grammy. I want it to blow up so much for these guys. But even if it doesn't do either of those things, I know it will have a tremendous impact on every person that hears it, because I know that it has on mine. You can download this track immediately by heading to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com or by checking out loveandtheft.com, where you can also stay updated on Steven and Eric's upcoming album, tour dates, and all the updates on two genuinely talented and nice guys. Thanks to Steven and Eric for a great interview, for creating such a powerful song, and for letting me use it as the theme song to the show. And thanks to you for listening. For the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with Love Wins, this is Steven Barker Lyles and Eric Gunderson, Love and Theft.
When someone's all alone and standing on the edge, somebody reaches out and pulls them in. Love wins.